You can listen to The Professional Left on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at our website, proleftpod.com, where you can also contribute to this podcast. There's a PayPal button at our website, or you can mail us a letter and or contribution at P.O. Box 9133, Springfield, Illinois, 62791.
This is the podcast for October 12th, 2018. It's not safe for work.
Recorded live from the Cornfield Resistance, where Air Force 2 really is currently parked at the airport and Mike Pence really is currently 10 miles away at the country club doing a fundraiser because they are scared to death of Betsy Londrigan, it's the Professional Left with Drip Glass and Blue Gal. Tammy.
We are so proud of her. She got arrested last weekend. Yay! Yeah.
And not for, like, dumb shit.
She got arrested for protesting the Kavanaugh confirmation and blocking a bridge, and she was interviewed. The interview is up at Crooks and Liars. I'll make sure there's a link to it at our... Actually, there is a link to it already at our Facebook page. And we just want to shout out to her and let her know we are so proud of her.
We love you.
They have reason to be scared of Betsy Londrigan.
You should be afraid of her.
Well, and it's because of the voting record of Rodney Davis against pre-existing conditions and for pharmaceutical companies. You know, it's really simple.
I swear to God, I just saw a Rodney Davis ad, and I thought it was a parody.
Yeah.
Because Betsy Dirksen Londrigan's former employer spent a whole bunch of money on Lincoln's hat. It might not even be Lincoln's hat. This scandal nearly broke the state of Illinois, and she had to go to Mike Madigan to get money to bail her out. Betsy Londrigan, Mike Madigan's crony. Like, that's it? Really, that's what you got? Okay, man.
Socialist.
Yeah, socialist. Because now, first of all, the idea that her former employer, wanted to buy Lincoln's hat. Do you know where we are? Are you aware of the place where we're at? Okay. And it's just such a fucking Hail Mary from the toilet. You know,
they wanted to buy Lincoln's hat. Did she work for the Springfield Tourist Bureau or something?
I think it was probably the library or the Historical Society.
Or something. Yeah. And going to Mike Madigan means you went, that just means you went to the State House to ask them for some funding to buy Lincoln's original hat
to get taxpayer money to bail out her horrible attempt to buy. You're already 3 degrees removed from anything she did. I questioned at the debate that's coming up this week. Did you vote to take away insurance from my kids, Rodney?
Yeah. Okay. Well, 11 times.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're done. Okay. You can take Lincoln's hat and you can put it right where the sun don't shine there, Rodney.
Right.
He's so bad at this. And he just has that deer in the headlights look like,
he does.
Oh my God, I'm going to lose so bad.
Yeah. Well, and so part of it is there's zero coattails in the governor's race. So.
Oh, yeah. 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 Reimer ate a big bag of dicks this week.
Rodney Davis started, and this is getting into your Glenn Beck post, which I do want to talk about today.
Oh, boy.
Class of 2010.
Yeah.
Rodney Davis rode a wave of Glenn Beck Tea Partyism and terror over death panels and all the lies that went on in 2009 from the Republican Party.
And you know what? He won by like 700 votes.
And he won at a very low rate, right. And then incumbency and low turnout and so forth just carried him through.
And this is Trump country. So,
this is Trump country. So, although, you know, there's a lot of people around here, Drift Glass, that never liked the tweeting.
No, we never liked the tweeting. Never liked the tweeting. Rather than talk about politics, thank you very much. Really, because I remember 2 years ago, you couldn't shut the fuck up about politics.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What changed?
So we're still not over it with the Kavanaugh confirmation, by the way.
No. Do you want to introduce our two new sponsors?
Well, let's start with our two new sponsors and get into some of this politics talk.
All right. Well, this week we have a new sponsor called, and they're working on the name. So they're tinkering. They're working on it 24/7. But right now, the working title of their new beautiful product, it's beautiful. It's powerful. It's so beautiful and powerful, is the Significant Other Trump Trauma Snooze Alarm. See,
Invented in our bedroom.
In our bedroom. It's invented locally. We're looking for funding. These days, is your loving spouse or significant other asking you, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? So often, it's getting to be a thing. Well, just hit the button on your solar-powered American-made significant other Trump trauma snooze alarm. Shut down their well-intentioned queries for a few hours.
And you kind of can get what the story was. I was sitting in bed knitting, finally relaxing, finally having headphones on and enjoying some music. And Driftglass pokes me in the side and says, are you okay?
Yes.
For the 15th time.
That day. In my defense, 13 of those 15 times, you were marginal.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, when I finally got to a little bit of relaxation, and it was, are you okay?
You know,
like, I had to say, let's put a pause and a timeout on asking me if I'm okay. All right.
Okay. And I thought, you know what? That'd be great. This should be another fine American made product.
It should. And they're going to work on the name a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah.
And Believe me, we have another one. This is a Broadway show or off Broadway coming?
Well, it's off. They're trying it out of town. we're being sponsored this week by the new hit musical. It's going to be new. It's going to be a hit. It's not really off the ground yet, but we're going to be sponsored by Fibber McGann's Closet. It's a co-production of Blue America, Blue New York, Blues Traveler, and Thomas Gainsborough's Blue Boy. Fibber McGann's Closet is the classic feel-good story of a closet, which is full to bursting with 30 years of Republican sins and atrocities, and the Republican Party assworms who struggle to keep it shut.
Don't open that closet, McGann.
Don't open that closet, Fibber. This is an actual idea that we were floating around. You want to talk about it?
We are thinking about holding for YouTube a meetup sometime over the winter at Lincoln's Tomb here in Springfield, where we will officially bury the party of Lincoln. Maybe the day after the election. I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Yeah. Well, my thinking is the party of Lincoln is already long, long, long dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deeply disrespectful not to bury it. Whether things go well as we hope or not come the election, the actual party of Lincoln is long since dead and deserves to be put out of its misery and interred finally once and for all. And it might be a chance for some people from the Midwest to come in, actually do a political event of some symbolic value. Lincoln's tomb literally is 3 miles from our house. And it is highly appropriate that it happen where actual Abraham Lincoln is actually buried. So anyway, if you have some thoughts on this or think it's a terrible idea or it's too soon, because, you know, Lincoln was a tragedy, man. Why are you doing this? then let us know those too. Anyway,
I think we also have to find out what the rules are about photographing and holding events like that at Lincoln's tomb. I'll bet
I happen to know some of the people out there, even the living ones. I know a couple of the living ones out there. And they have a parking lot. So,
well, yeah, you can go there as a tourist, but I don't know, filming an event or filming a YouTube or publishing a thing. I don't know what.
We wouldn't be actually going inside and, you know, doing parallel bar jumps and flips off of Lincoln's tomb, I promise.
Okay.
But it should be, you know, within the frame of the photograph, and we can point with great distinction. This is the place where America's second greatest president is buried. The party that bears his name has long since died, and it's time that the actual end of the party catch up with the name of the party.
Right. Who's the greatest president?
Oh, Washington.
Oh, really? Okay.
Without Washington, there is no step down.
Yeah.
Without Washington, there is no United States.
Yeah.
So Lincoln is a close second, because without Lincoln, there is no Union. But It's hard to say that the creator of the United States, the person who really did stamp the U.S. into existence and step down after two terms and set the protocol forever, he's the irreplaceable one.
Yep.
Anyway.
And I learned something interesting about another great president this week, Roosevelt. I went and looked up FDR and how he wanted to stack the court and how that didn't happen. He put a bill into the Congress for them to pass, and it was held up by a very powerful committee chairman, a Southerner, who didn't want it to happen, and he just held it up forever. But the bill that they had to allow Roosevelt to add Supreme Court justices to the court was stated that as long as there was a Supreme Court justice who was over 70 who would not retire, then Roosevelt could appoint an extra justice for each one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of interesting because we definitely have, you know,
a lot, yeah.
The notorious RBG. And yeah, you know, everyone is aging and there certainly are enough senators who are over 70 at this point. That would be nice, too, is just be able to elect an extra senator for every senator that's over 70.
Your emergency backup senator.
Emergency backup senator, but give it to a blue state, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but you can't really do that because appointing senators is fucking golden. You know, it's fucking golden.
Yeah.
That's a, by the way, that's a Rob Blagojevich shout out callback. Yep. So see, we got it all today.
We got it all today. Rob Blagojevich wanted to replace Barack Obama's Senate seat by selling it, and he went to jail for that. So,
and so many other things.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was just more obvious about it than you're allowed to be. I mean, I really do think that, you know, people have discussions and so forth without saying, I'm fucking golden. I'm going to sell this thing or I'm going to give it to myself. Yeah. On tape while the feds are recording you.
See, it was his tone that was the problem, Blue Gal. That was the problem.
You made me laugh, you son of a bitch. All right. Let's go ahead and look at our notes. Brett Kavanaugh is now Supreme Court Justice. We will forever write his name with an asterisk next to it.
Yep.
And the next two items on our list are really, to me, have a gender component to them. One definitely does. This stupid civility debate now that we have, we're all of a sudden back to this, and a couple people got just raked over the coals. David French, in particular, today on Twitter, for saying there's just no comparison between Trump's rallies and people actually interrupting people at dinner to their face and threatening them in an Antifa way. You know, the mob behavior of the left is just, there's no comparison.
Honey, that's President David French to you.
Yeah.
This was the clown that Bill Kristol recruited. Yeah. He's going to come in and save us all from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Two equally horrible choices. I got a guy. His name's David French. You've never heard of him, but he's awesome. And he's going to save us all. And
he's going to do tax cuts for billionaires and hide his racism. Right. That's the point. Right. So, and now David French is horrified that citizens are accosting in a violent way people eating dinner and just eating dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole Antifa thing, and it's just horrible. And does nothing compared to, you can't compare that to a Trump rally where no one is endangered. And everyone on Twitter went, you know, Donald Trump's president of the United States and he's leading chants of lock her up. That's kind of an authoritarian threat to democracy, yeah. David French.
And remember when your entire party, David French, put on funny hats and started calling themselves Tea Partiers and showed up in public parks strapped with automatic weapons, screaming about the blood of
automatic weapons.
Remember that?
Yeah,
remember that?
Blood of tyrants.
Of course he does.
Blood of tyrants.
That is, you're not allowed to remember this shit on the right. You're not allowed to remember the context for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with idiots like this saying stupid shit, and you end up with Michael Gerson in the Washington Post today, in this week's episode of Tone Police.
Yep.
Michael Gerson. I have a Photoshop of him as Joe Friday. Mind your manners, liberal.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's in there saying Democrats are playing with fire.
Uh-huh.
One measure of the effectiveness of a political movement is how it changes its opposition. And President Trump is in the process of driving portions of the Democratic opposition insane.
Uh-huh. It is good and mad. It is Rebecca Traister's book. The anger of women is something that people like Michael Gerson cannot deal with.
No. And it is. And I took the whole thing apart. I won't bore you with each little smelly part of it. That it's perfect. It's got both-siderism. It's got remembering Franklin Roosevelt as being the model of sort of civil tones. Oh, never taken one. Like, really? Yeah. Really?
He welcomed their hatred.
I like, and so it's just, It's a big, stupid turducken. It's dumb on top of dumb on top of dumb, written by an asshole who should never have a column in the first place. Mm-hmm. But the thing that caught my eye, because I'm a weirdo in this way, is just that first paragraph. Because Democrats are playing with fire is from Michael Gerson yesterday. Michael Gerson, Tone Police, Democrats, getting out of hand, man. They're gone crazy. They're insane. All right. Let me read you one more thing, okay?
Okay.
The Pelosi Democrats, are they going to become the stupid party? Are Democrats about to go insane? Are they about to decide that the reason they lost in 2002 is they didn't say what they really believe? Are they about to go into Paul Krugman land, lambasting tax cuts, saying savaging Bush is a tool of corporate bosses? Are they about to go off on a jag that will ensure them a permanent minority status in every state from North Carolina to Arizona? David Brooks, 16 fucking years ago.
Yep.
It's yep. always these beltway, centrist, reasonable, serious, scolding, school-marming, finger-wagging fucks who cannot stand the idea of liberals, especially liberal women, yep. punching back.
And men. Cannot you left it. Out men. They're all men.
Oh, they're all men. They're all pale, pasty, white men.
Yep.
And it terrifies them when liberals, especially liberal women, the Pelosi Democrats, punch back.
Yep. They're perfectly and run out of fucks and run out of politeness and finally say, enough, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the other side of the Republican scale, the less refined, less East Coast privileged, lock her up is now yeah. the all-purpose wingnut yes. Trump rally chant.
Right.
Whether
right.
it's Pelosi or Clinton or Dianne Feinstein, that was the one that that got yeah. a lot of people wondering, huh?
But it's just something we say. You know, it's a thing we do. It's a thing we say.
It's a way we hate women. That's how we hate women.
As the, yes. as the mafia might say, it's our thing.
Trump has assured his followers that a murder of a Washington Post reporter will in no way interfere with the Trump family making money in Saudi Arabia, including the in-laws. Yeah.
Let's face it. This is about building and maintaining profitable Trump properties
mm-hmm.
in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And it could, and it's absolutely clear. We're not going to interfere with me making money over the murder of some guy who's not even a citizen. He just live right. here as a citizen? No. Who was a Washington Post reporter and a resident alien and was living here legally. And
tortured and dismembered yeah. inside an embassy. I mean, this even Fox and Friends
yes.
said this morning, Friday, no, you know, he really can't let this lie. This is yeah. really bad.
I predict a lot of panda sex news tonight on Fox.
Panda sex news on Tucker. Yep. Yeah. In Georgia, the man in charge of voter suppression is also running for governor. Guess which party?
Guess which party?
And, which party?
This loops me back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, to an article I wrote about Michael Gerson.
We always come back. Yes. It keeps yes. dragging me back. What yes. happened? What happened?
Well, he just one of the many, many, many stupid things that he talked about in his stupid fucking column was this may be fighting fire with fire, but it's also playing with fire. He talks about, you know, everyone knows how the Electoral College works. Everyone knows that gerrymandering's done. This is sort of like, this is the game we play. Complaining about it is like being a bad sport. But this sentence caught my eye, as mm-hmm. stuff like this does. When both parties regard electoral losses as indicators, an indication of electoral fraud and theft, our nation will enter a new stage of fragility. It will become easier to surrender to the irrational, to practice harassment and humiliation, and turn to verbal and physical violence. Here's the problem. All of the Republican complaints about Democrats stealing votes in elections are fucking fairy tales. Yep. They're all shit yep. Republicans made up. The mm-hmm. reason I know that is one of the many, many, many studies that said there is no voter fraud was done by the George Bush administration when Michael Gerson was part of the George Bush administration.
Right.
Meanwhile, right. at the same time, as we are speaking right now in Georgia, the Secretary of State, who is running for governor, is stealing the election. He's
making the minority vote disappear.
He is. And he's not the only one. That's just the one that happens to be crossing the headlines today. The two parties are not comparable. And if Michael Gerson says they are, Michael Gerson should be fired. Because the rest of the column is just disgusting and smarmy and the typical assholish behavior by people who just, you know, want to sit above the process a process they helped destroy. Mm-hmm. And my big question for people like that is, wait a minute, when did it become my fucking job to rein in your rabid dog?
Yep.
Your policy, as I understand it, is waving your finger and moralizing and hectoring and not using abusive terms. You've been doing this for 25 years. Glenn Beck is still around. Sean Hannity's still here. Rush Limbaugh's still on the air. Laura Ingraham is still here. Fox News is still up and running. And Donald Trump is still president. How's that working out for you there, Michael? How's that fucking brilliant? But so since you're not competent to police your own toxic waste up that you created, you just sit on the sidelines and bitch about the job we're doing, cleaning up your fucking mess. So here's an idea. Why don't you shut your fucking hole and go watch a movie like, I don't know, Shut Up and Sing. That's a nice movie. It has to do with a whole bunch of liberals who had a house dropped on them when they said a mean word about your favorite president, George W. Bush. How about that?
My personal hero of the week is a man named Jacob Aronowitz. He is a campaign field worker working in Texas for Mike Siegel, who is running for the Texas 10th District congressional race as a Democrat. And Mr. Aronowitz went to the courthouse in his district, in the 10th District, to drop off a letter inquiring about voting rights for a historically black college in the district, Prairie View A&M University.
Oh, yes. Yes. We saw this last night.
Yeah. And he dropped off the letter and was arrested by a county sheriff's deputy after the deputy asked him, which party are you?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that the candidate, Mike Siegel, is also a civil rights attorney.
Ruh-roh. You know, you really should announce that before you go in. You should have to knock and say, civil rights attorney coming through.
Yeah.
Civil rights attorney coming through.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, just get in. Like civil rights attorney.
Jewish field worker for civil rights attorney coming through. Yeah. And the problem is, Driftglass, is that they have gutted the Civil Rights Act. And right. Texas knows it. Just like Georgia knows it. Georgia wouldn't be allowed to do any of this under the reporting laws of the previous Civil Rights Act that were struck down because John Roberts said, we don't need this anymore.
Just like we didn't need Reconstruction. Now we don't need that shit.
Right.
The South will behave itself 5 minutes later.
The South will totally behave itself 5 minutes later. Yes. This is what's going on. They're arresting young Jewish men who are trying to get voting rights for black people. Where have we heard this before?
I know this one.
It is so bad. It is so bad. It is just like 1963 all over again.
I know the answer to this,
the
memory and vision of Alex Trebek drunkenly screwing up his job of moderating a debate has sort of fried all of my Jeopardy question and answer circuits. So I don't really know the answer to anything anymore. I'm just going to guess.
He went off on that tangent about the Catholic Church that for like 10 minutes.
We don't grow up little boys where I come from. all I know are like the standard Trivial Pursuit answers. I know Eisenhower, Kennedy, Hemingway, golf. That's pretty much the answer. If that's
the 50s.
If that's not the answer to the questions, I don't know the answer to anything anymore.
This
particular region, this particular college region is notorious for this. They have been violating the rights of their students to vote where they live for what, 25 years now, 30 years now, since the 60s?
Yeah.
They just keep doing it. And at some point, the mighty hand of a wrathful God will wipe out everything in that town except the college.
Right, right, right.
But for now, we just have civil rights attorneys sneaking in there, just pretending like they're going for eggs and milk, and then they show up.
And they send their Jewish boys in there, you know, and then we have to arrest them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a warrant for that? No, see, you're the cop. You need the fucking warrant, asshole.
Yes, exactly. That's right. And then they held his phone. They kept his phone for a few extra hours because they're dicks. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is national news now, and as Rachel Maddow said last night, don't you feel like the screen should be black and white right now?
Yeah, really, I do. And I agree with Charlie Pierce. You know, Charlie Pierce and I just don't get along at all.
You two have bar fights all the time. Yeah.
We do. But I agree with him that we should be having, and he's quite serious, have UN inspectors in Georgia, the state, oh, not
absolutely.
The country.
Absolutely. And he also
just
used the word
so bad.
He also used the word the Hague this morning on Twitter. Yeah. I've been saying that about family separation at the border for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Well, Paul Krugman would like everyone to know, we'll put a link up, that the GOP healthcare strategy, this is going to surprise everyone, is now based entirely on lying about everything.
Yep.
About what they stand for, what Democrats stand for, black is white, up is down, is completely, it's all lies. And the thing about having every one of these stories, every one of these problems has the same trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the point where you start going, well, this is how, oh yeah, the entire Republican Party are full of reprogrammable meatheads. Mm-hmm. So nothing will happen. It doesn't matter what we say. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter how clever we are. Doesn't matter if we show them the facts. They're going to wave their little hands, scream fake news, stick their head up their ass, and ignore it. Mm-hmm. So the only thing to do is overwhelm them electorally.
Yep.
They have to be swept from power and kept from power until they're gone, because they're never going to recover from this. And this is the election when we start to do that. This is where, you know, from my lips to whoever's in charge, we learn the lessons from 2006 and 2008. We don't win and then go, well, that's done.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Move on to solving actual problems, which we need to solve. We have to start taking electoral victory as an opportunity to destroy the Republican Party.
Yep. Yep.
I have to. And we can't just say, well, we're not going to impeach anyone now that we've won. No, no, we're really going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my friends on the other side of the aisle, you have no friends on the other side of the aisle. I'd love it if you did, but you don't. And quit saying you do, because it misleads people into thinking that they can compromise with people who believe compromise itself is weakness. So stop doing that. This is the election when we start turning that around.
Eric Holder gave a speech to a bunch of campaigners in which he disagreed with Michelle Obama on camera. And this has been taken out of context and exploded as violence on the left over at Fox News. Where
the tone cops.
The tone cops. Well, the tone cops. Eric Holder said, when they go low, we go high. When they go low, we kick them.
Right.
And he wasn't saying kick people. But no. That, you know, you're going to have this angry black man line.
Violence.
You know, this is going to be, it's the Pocahontas smear. And now we're going to have the angry black man, Eric Holder, who wants to kick white people.
Repeated 1 million times.
1 million times. Yeah. Yeah. And,
but as we say on the Professional Love Podcast, when they go low, we go for the jugular.
Go for the jugular. And what we mean that is electorally, and we're going to do it. Okay.
Yes.
Moving on. Trump apologized on behalf of our nation to Kavanaugh for the terrible pain and suffering that he and his family endured during the confirmation process. And he called it a hoax, you know, as he always does. I was actually in knitting while he was doing this. I was at my knitting group, and it came across my phone, and I happened to look at it, and I just announced to all of my knitters, my knitter friends, Trump has apologized to Kavanaugh for the terrible pain and suffering. And you could hear the eye rolls.
Yes.
And it was, I was surprised. It was universal, because we have a variety. We don't have any hardcore Trumpers that are willing to say so in knitting, but mm-hmm. we have a couple of people who will say things like, well, you know, 2016, it really wasn't much of a choice. Right. And I want to smack him, you know, but
I don't like the tweeting.
I don't like the tweeting. We've got a couple. I don't like the tweeting. So this was just like, oh, you're kidding. You know, universally, just stop gaslighting women. Just stop
and
it.
Then,
you know,
and then called the entire thing a hoax set up by the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. And there are still people today insisting that Ford was paid by Soros and secret payments, and all this will come out. I'm sure it will. You know, yeah, just like Solyndra and baby parts and all the other total lies that Republicans tell to have this mythology.
Saul Alinsky, honey.
Saul Alinsky.
It's the dead hand of Saul Alinsky manipulating it.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ford, since you mentioned her, has not been able to return to her home due to constant threats from, I don't know, probably liberal kickers, I'm guessing.
No,
would that be the would that be who she's being threatened by? Or is it the same people who threatened to kill the Dixie Chicks back in the Bush administration?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's probably that latter group. Meanwhile, two Arizona Republicans tried to make a donation to the to a Democratic congressman as members of the Communist Party in an attempt to link him to the far left.
Yes.
This is the part that's...
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. No, not.
These guys were on their way to a Mensa meeting. No, they weren't.
Yeah. Retest.
And came up Retest with a great right idea.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? And now everyone in their little social group thinks they're communists, which I think is awesome.
Well, and there is video up at Crooks and Liars. This was a Guardian story. But the woman who is the financial manager of the campaign in Arizona to which these two geniuses donated money in the name of the Communist Party. First of all, communist, really? That was your
idea?
That,
well, I think it was like the Communitarian Party.
I see.
But it's really the Communist Party.
Communist.
We'll trick them
and expose them as taking money
from the far left. They brought in a jelly jar full of coins, which is great.
Taking money from the far left. This is a district that Donald Trump carried, and now it leans Democrat.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. Part of which is the Arizona Republican Party has apparently at least two James O'Keefe wannabes. Because I want to be smart, like James O'Keefe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. They kind of haven't figured out how stupid James O'Keefe is.
Yeah, Fredo 1 and Fredo 2.
That's exactly right. I'm smart. And so this woman, who is the financial director of the campaign to which they donated money, in a show of, I thought, terrific courage, took the money that it was apparently they brought it in jars, and brought the cash back to the Arizona Republican Party office and walked in. And who should walk out of an office but one of the guys who had been over to drop off this communist money?
We've got him now.
She showed up at our door.
And you know what I mean? They farted in those jars first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They did. They farted in the jars too. So,
and she said, this is one of the people that came over. What is his name? To the lady at the front desk. Found out that these two guys used a false name, which is against federal election law. Because they wanted a receipt for the money so they could prove it.
Uh-huh.
The policy of the campaign very smartly is we send receipts via email. So we need your email address and we need your name and your occupation. And, you know, when you donate online to Blue America or whatever you donate to, you have to provide that information and you have to testify that this information is true. And so you had to fill out that form and give that email to get a receipt and so forth. And they'd given false names and false information. And I guess... I wouldn't be surprised if they put us their email, you know, joe@azgop.com.
What's your profession? Super genius.
but they're rat fuckers. And this is how they cheat.
And they're bad at it.
And they're bad at it. And this.
When you're in a party dominated by stupid people who think they're clever, eventually the inbreeding reaches the point where they get this dumb.
Well, except they keep getting away with it, like with voter suppression. And, this thing in Georgia and other states, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
To try to suppress the vote, to try to make sure black people can't vote in 2018. It's so obvious that this party is dying and they're scraping by their fingernails and cheating to win. And then.
And yet, ironically, Blue Gal.
I know.
The First Lady of the United States is literally the most bullied person in the world.
Do you care? I don't.
In the world, Blue Gal. You know, you could go further. You could say in the solar system, because really, we're the only life that we know in the solar system. Because Melania Trump might be the most bullied person in the universe.
Yeah.
That might be true.
I so don't care, right?
And because she says so. And I believe... in a very dark and terrible way, that when they draw the blinds at the White House, she is the most bullied person in that building.
I really don't care. Do you? That's
no.
That's the name of the jacket. Yep.
No.
Yeah. All right.
They all have to go. Meanwhile, down the hall from Melania, Donald Trump is playing the apprentice games with the job of attorney general again. Will I fire him? I don't know. Tune in next week. Let's find out. Again, I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care. I care about the outcome. I care about the end game. But like, very much like this, his rallies are no longer covered live now. Mm-hmm. His Nuremberg rally. So he has to keep upping the ante. Soon they will be actually sacrificing human beings at mm-hmm. these things, I swear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Throwing a few Christians to the lions. Just kidding. They'll be Muslims.
Yeah. They're not citizens, right? Yeah, okay.
Right, they're not citizens. And,
I'm not
but
making
he has
fun
to...
of someone being assassinated.
No,
but Donald
at all.
Trump takes no. it that seriously. Takes, you know, oh, they're not citizens? I mean, in the Oval Office, that was what he said.
Right.
And not only is he doing playing these apprentice games to keep people interested in what he's doing, he apparently has all the time in the world to bullshit with anyone at Fox News who wants to talk to him on the air on the phone.
Yeah. Just
for,
rambling
for
crazy shit.
He spent almost 2 hours on the phone with Fox News in separate shows this week. While there's a hurricane, mm-hmm. while there's children getting paralyzed by some disease that's very mysterious. He had time to bullshit with Kanye West on camera, and he had 2 hours to talk to Fox News on the phone about nothing.
And we're not going to talk about Kanye West.
Nope.
Because everyone else is, other than the title of our podcast, our working title is Taylor Swift Boating.
Yeah, because I think Taylor Swift scared the shit out of a lot of people with her ability to get people registered to vote,
yep.
particularly in Tennessee. And Marsha Blackburn cannot be a U.S. senator. I realize, again, people are upset with Phil Bresden for saying nice things about Kavanaugh. I do not want Marsha Blackburn to be a U.S. No. senator.
And if you have a magic wand that you can wave, that'll create a 60-vote majority in the Senate and magically transform the voting profile of people in these states so that they'll vote
in Tennessee.
For a Tammy Duckworth. Great, but I don't have that. So if you're hiding that from the rest of us, if you're keeping these superpowers from the rest of us, that's very selfish of you. If you don't have those superpowers, then work really hard where you are to create momentum, predicate, and argument, an electoral wave that will make it possible 2 years or 5 years or 10 or move to these places. But when you have the choice, as the saying goes, a drowning man will reach for anything, even the point of a sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's human nature. I wish it weren't true. Believe me, I wish it weren't true. But this is the world we now have. So Taylor Swift, in this case, freaked the shit out of the QAnon alt-right people who had built this entire mythology around mm-hmm. her being secretly one of them. You know she's a girl for us. You know she's on our side. And when she said, don't just register to vote, but register to vote against this crazy...
because she does not represent, and she talked about values in her Instagram post.
Yes, she did.
It was all about her values as a citizen of Tennessee mm-hmm. and how Marsha Blackburn does not reflect those values.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't argue with that. If I talk about my values and what I value, that's not up for debate. No. What I value. You can have different values and you can choose your own values, but you can't argue that I can't have those values. So,
and they went, they had crying, screaming hissy fits because she wasn't in possession of all that information she needed to do this correctly. Maybe she's
all the QAnon information.
Maybe she's a stupid broad. Maybe some liberal misled her. Maybe someone hijacked her account. Well, maybe she thinks for herself and she figured out which side is the evil side. And told her people, my values and yours don't jibe. If you think that my values are jibe with yours, here's how you should vote. She should have stayed neutral. This is unfair. And then, 48 hours later, here comes Kanye West spouting crazy shit. And again,
that was planned before. But Kanye West has a mental illness, and I'm not going to make fun of that. And the media, as Lawrence tweeted. Lawrence O'Donnell tweeted, look, you've got your marching orders from Donald Trump. You're going to cover the man in the red hat for 24 hours for two news cycles for the whole weekend. Go right ahead. But Donald Trump is trying to prevent you from covering other things. Like, for instance, how much money his dad gave him. things like that. His incompetence at running this country. That's what he's trying to cover up. And the fact that his attorney general is allowing an investigation to go forward into his ties to Russia. All of those things, it is absolutely necessary for Donald Trump to distract his base as long as he can to keep raking in the dollars, because he says he's losing money from being president. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And yet, he's out there making deals for Shelley Adelson. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Well, I do want to mention that there is, as everyone knows by now, there is a Trump tweet for all occasions.
Okay.
there's a Trump tweet for how Barack Obama is shaming America and ruining America by letting rap stars into the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Trump tweet for Barack Obama betraying America by doing blah, blah, blah when a hurricane is blah, 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 blah. You can just go right through it. Every single thing this asshole says, he has said the exact opposite under entirely similar, under similar identical circumstances, because he doesn't believe anything. And that is what gets you committed to an institution. Unless you have 60 million meatheads who are willing to just flip their brain one way and the other, one way and the other, depending on what their dear leader says. Unless you have spent a really long time, like 30 years, training an army of brainwashed fascists. And that's what the Republican Party is. So as fun as it is to just pull the tweet of the day out and say, hey, remember back in 2013 when Trump said this and this and that and this and that, and it's the exact opposite. The terrifying part to me, and I mean truly terrifying, is there are human beings within the sound of my voice, or certainly within a three-block radius of where we're podcasting, there are hundreds of them who are unaffected by this entirely. This shit just bounces off of them. They ignore it. They roll their eyes. They get that glazed dead eye look on their face, and they go to the polling place and they vote for Donald Trump.
Yep.
And they vote for Rodney Davis. I don't know what species they're a part of, but they are really working hard to flunk the human race. And that's scary. That is truly scary. But getting back to Shelley Adelson.
Yes. He is donating more money to elect House Republicans. In part because Donald Trump spoke to the leadership in Japan about a casino deal for Shelley Adelson. It is all being done in plain sight.
Yeah. And by spoke to the leadership, we don't mean a subtle back channel query.
No.
We mean, hey, Abe, how about you let me put up a goddamn casino here? What do you think, man? We're bros, right? We're bros. What about it?
My friend Shelley's a good kid. He's got a lot of casinos. He knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are some people on Twitter who were surprised by this.
Well, and as long as he can pivot to the crazy, I mean, this is the week also that Donald Trump accused Hillary Clinton of colluding with Russia during the 2016 election, directly, straight up. Next week, he will accuse her of having a casino that failed, call her a tax cheat who got all of her money from Donald Trump's father, and that she paid many porn stars to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Because it's just... Oh, what's the crazy shit I did in my life? I'll just say that she did it. It's on the level of intelligence of the Communist Party members who snuck a jelly jar full of coins in. It's that level of stupid. I mean, he really is that kind of blunt Neanderthal, dumb as a fucking bag of hammers. But so are his followers, and they love him for it. And again, that's what scares the shit out of me. Shall we talk about USA Today?
Yeah, you did a nice little image of the USA Today circle with Trump's hair on it. And
because the question is, did USA Today finally ruin its reputation for journalistic excellence?
What?
What the hell are you talking about? It's USA Today. They don't have a reputation for anything except being slid under my door at 6 a.m. when I'm staying at a Holiday Inn.
Right, right.
But they decided just because we're going to just, whatever Donald Trump spews out of his mouth, we're going to throw it on our op-ed page. And then we're going to apologize for it and fact check it later and then talk about the First Amendment and journalism. And they were raked over the coals. I mean, really.
Well, and it got 4 million retweets because Donald Trump has 40 million Twitter followers. 10% of that decided to retweet his USA Today op-ed, which was literally full of lies about healthcare.
Top to bottom.
But it's very telling that he's lying about healthcare. Mm-hmm. I think that's the significant part of this story because... He realizes that that's he or someone who's talking to him realizes that that's where they're getting killed. That this is the start of women's anger at Trump mm-hmm. is the Access Hollywood tape. And then the fact that he actually got elected, those made us angry enough. But then the continual attempt to take away our health insurance and to almost succeed is terrorism against your own people. And I just don't see why the Democratic Party hasn't stood up and said, listen, motherfuckers, Obamacare was the compromise.
Right.
You had a chance for compromise. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're done.
Right.
You know,
right.
We tried compromise with you motherfuckers. We really did.
We did.
And it was called Obamacare, mm-hmm. and you screwed with us on that.
Barack Obama walked the ball down to your 30-yard line.
Right.
And gave you that much of a compromise. And,
right.
But Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership, and this moment you and I are sharing now, Blue Gal, this mm-hmm. is the moment where if I'm with Republicans I know and we wander in away from, you know, high school and kids and travel and what's on the menu over to anything political and they start talking about, well, you know, presidents are bad, parties are corrupt, these things happen. This is the area into which I wander. No, see, that's not exactly true. Here's what actually fucking happened during the healthcare debate. Here's the compromise you were offered. Here's Barack Obama begging you at your own retreat to please do it your way, but it has to get done, and being told to pound sand for 8 years, and then you assholes elected Donald Trump. So we're done compromising because we mm-hmm. tried it. We tried a perfect laboratory experiment of what would it be like if the Republican Party were treated with great respect and great deference, and were given every possible way of compromising at a time of great national crisis by a guy who would give them anything just to have them on board to solve a few of our larger problems. We had a perfect lab experiment, and you people fucked it up. You said, ha ha, fuck you for being dumb enough to believe that we ever gave a shit about this, burned the lab down, and then nominated the birther guy. So we've tried it. We have all tried it now. And that's the point at which, if I'm talking to a Republican, they steer the conversation back to high school and bluebells and what's on the menu.
Country music.
Because we don't want to talk about the past.
How about those Cubs? Yeah.
If you trick me into talking about the past, you'll make me look stupid. And then I might have to actually defend my position. So at that point, we get, you know, both sides are bad. And I can just I can just see David Brooks and Michael Gerson pouring out of their mouths. That's where that poison went. That's where 30 years of both-siderism has gone, into the brains of Republicans who don't want to talk about what they have done to their own party.
State court judges may be able to steal migrant children and give them up for adoption to American families without actually notifying their biological parents.
Yep.
Stephen Miller is a sadistic, sick person.
He's a monster. He's a monster. And he really should be in that Steve Buscemi
psychiatric ward
shackles with a mask over his face for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he really ascended to a position of tremendous power in order to inflict maximum suffering on poor, innocent people.
Yep.
And he loves doing it. And people like that cannot be allowed anywhere near a position of authority ever. And the Republican Party elevates people like this and then applauds them for doing it. And that's so every time you say both sides do it, this is what I think. The Trump campaign is now arguing that it cannot be held legally responsible for the WikiLeaks publication of their DNC emails because the First Amendment protects them, protects their right to disclose information, even if it's stolen information.
That's funny. Republicans didn't feel that way during the Iraq War about WikiLeaks.
It's weird. It's so weird. And it's so weird that even if we stole it, even if we hired someone to steal it, it's almost like, if we were to break into the Democratic National Headquarters in like Watergate Hotel and take shit, that really should be okay.
Because that's our First Amendment right.
There are no rules. There's no fucking rules. And yes, and Mitt Romney said, you don't impeach Donald Trump because he is a, quote, sitting president. So you know what that means? The minute he stands up, we've got that son of a bitch. You better stay seated the rest of your life. It's the minute you stand, man. But you know why he doesn't stand, Blue Gal? You know why he never stands? Because he only stands to reason.
And there is no reason in
There's
that.
There's no reason
now.
At all.
None.
The Russian troll factory.
I want to go back to Mitt Romney for a minute. What the hell was that?
That was Mitt Romney. Just mad-libbing it.
I'm literally getting a headache right now from that. Like, you can't impeach Trump because he's a sitting president. What does he think impeachment
somebody
is?
Somebody slipped him a teaspoon of coffee and he went crazy. He tore off his magic underwear and said, I'm the president. I'm the prison. I don't know. I don't know why these people say or do anything. I know that Mitt Romney at some point wants to be elected to something.
Yeah. He wants to be elected to the Senate from Utah. He's running for it right now. So, yeah,
but he wants to be president someday or something else. But he does have a faulty circuit in his robot brain.
Something is wrong there. Cause it's like, I mean, he could have said that. I can think of about 17 different ways. Yes. You could have said, don't impeach Trump. It's destabilizing, or we can manage through, or whatever. But sitting president, the whole point, if a sitting president is committing a high crime or misdemeanor, the Constitution says impeachment is the remedy.
You can't vote for someone on a ballot, Blue Gal. That's crazy. That's just crazy talk. And again, there's faulty circuit in the Mitt Romney
brain. Okay, it's got to be that. All right.
The Russian troll factory, you know, the one that was set up to wreck our elections.
Yes. And go on the Facebook. And
go on the Facebook. Yeah. That was run by Yevgeny Prigozhin. I don't know. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. Known as Putin's cook.
Okay.
Had rebranded itself as a media company, because we're all media companies now, last year with 16 new websites generating more than 30 million page views every month. And then someone set it on fire and burned it down. And you know what they used, Blue Gal? You know what they used?
No, what did they use?
Molotov cocktail.
Did they really?
Yes. Wow. A Russian troll factory was burned with a Molotov cocktail. So there's some weird poetic justice in the Russian soul after all.
Yep. Climate change is real and it's very bad. And we've got about a decade to get it right. And we're not doing that. And there are apparently 10 companies in the United States that are responsible for the vast majority of carbon going into the air. The Koch brothers own at least one of them. Yeah. And they are investing in our government in order to keep this change at bay, keep the change in how we handle climate change at bay. Nikki Haley resigned, sort of.
Yeah. I want to put it as part of the climate change story.
Yes.
The Trump administration has said it will remove a ban on the summer sales of high ethanol gas. That will allow year-round sales of gas blends with a lot of ethanol, much higher than the EPA says, and this will cause a big contribution to smog, you know, pollution, you know, bad shit in the air on summer days. This is thought to be a reward to Chuck Grassley from Iowa because he chaired the Senate Judiciary Committee and presided over Brent Kavanaugh's, the farce that put Brent Kavanaugh on the court. So in exchange for putting this creepy Republican lying blackout drunk let's say sexual assaulter on the court, we're gonna help Chuck Grassley fuck up the planet a little bit faster. That in a nutshell is the Republican way. That's the Republican Party, and everyone's gonna get rich doing it, except for the people that it'll kill or immiserate or who will lose their rights because Brett Kavanaugh wants to take their rights away from them.
Also, the pro Brett Kavanaugh dark money farm, speaking of farms, Judicial Crisis Network had leftover dark money. And so now they're doing pro Susan Collins ads. Say thank you to Susan Collins because she's a real leader. Susan Collins for Senate. I mean, we didn't say Susan Collins for Senate. We're just saying she's a real leader and she's great. And you should call her and thank her for being so awesome.
She's so 30 awesome.
Second spots running a 6-figure ad buy in Maine. Pro Susan Collins, and they're not considered campaign ads or, you know, because Judicial Crisis Network is responsible for the content of this ad.
We are a radically undertaxed country.
We really are.
There's way too many assholes with way too much money using it in ways that are killing us and killing our democracy and killing our planet.
And we got it. We got it. When we get power back, we're going to have to be swift and dirty about it and clean it out. Quick, as if we've only got 18 months to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Quick. We got to go.
All right.
Here in Illinois, we weren't kidding. The GOP today sent in Mike Pence to fundraise for Rodney Davis because they're freaked out about how close he is to losing. He is the special guest at the Panther Creek Country Club. Full disclosure, I've been there before. And the suggested donations range from $500 to people, $2,700 for a VIP photo op, and $12,700 for a platinum sponsorship. And it's weird when you see something in the paper and you know people's names. So that's just great. And
yeah, I just tweeted to Mike Pence to let him know that I've already voted by mail for Rodney Davis's opponent because Rodney voted 11 times to take away affordable health insurance from my family. Yes,
but you know, but that Lincoln hat thing, Blue Gal, that Lincoln hat, you keep ignoring the whole Lincoln hat scandal. You liberals don't ignore the real scandal, the Lincoln hat scandal, in favor of something like health care for poor people. I mean, that's just crazy.
I think that Betsy Landrigan should just put the picture of Rodney Davis with Mike Pence up as her campaign website and say, here you go.
I think she should wear a Lincoln hat in the debate and just say, fuck you, Mike Pence.
Monday night is the debate.
It is.
This was one of the times when you had to ask me if I was okay.
I did.
Because I really wasn't okay. Monday night, this coming Monday, there is a debate between Betsy Landrigan and Rodney Davis. Mm-hmm. And you had an opportunity to get tickets for this debate.
And I do.
And you do. And you have two tickets. And I have a church meeting that night anyway, but I could get out of it or I could leave early and go to this. But I really emotionally don't know if I can sit in a room with Rodney Davis.
Yep.
And I've said to you, I just...
He's an abuser.
I am to the point of beyond anger at him. Not just because he blocked me on Facebook from commenting at his Facebook website, but because of his votes on healthcare for my family.
Trying to take healthcare away from
him. He has worked to hurt me.
And celebrated that fact.
Literally. Yep. And celebrated with a beer in the Rose Garden. And that was the day that Betsy Dirksen Landrigan had the same feelings I did and decided to run.
I'm running.
And we are working for her. So
that wasn't that long ago. How did she have time to become a Mike Madigan crony in just the very short time she's been running for office? Because she's never run for political office before.
She didn't hold office. She was an aide as Rodney Davis was. Uh-huh. Rodney Davis got his start as an aide to Shimkus.
Right. Who was a terrible, terrible, person.
Another terrible, terrible Republican congressman. Betsy Dirksen Landrigan worked for Senator Durbin's office. Mm-hmm. Not complicated. She knows issues. She knows how to talk to voters. She knows how to synthesize questions into policy proposals.
Yeah.
She has the skills she needs to be one member of a congressional delegation, right?
Yep.
Period. That's what you need. You need those skills. Yeah, I just don't know. I'd be proud to support her if she, you know, I think she's going to have a lot of supporters at that debate.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can sit in the same room and just listen to Rodney Davis try to pretend he's a nice guy.
No, I tell you I'm just going to use that empty seat and put a giant Lincoln hat in it.
That'd be good.
And just keep pointing. Just keep pointing at it. And then doing that me and you, like, two-finger eye thing. I'm in your head, man.
I think it should have Mike Madigan's Lincoln hat written across it, though.
Yeah, yeah. And make noises like Cousin It in the Addams Family. Just the whole debate. Where's that coming from? Where's that coming from?
Or you're going to get kicked out of
there. I, being a very tall man.
Yeah,
Normally tall, should wear a very tall hat and ask the Republicans behind me, am I blocking your view? Can you see okay?
You know, you should dress as Lincoln and wear a Betsy Landrigan t-shirt.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
That is a really good idea. Because you're
Betsy
tall
Landrigan
enough.
Button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're working on it.
Also here in Illinois, Bruce Rauner did not acquit himself well in the gubernatorial
debate. No, he did not.
No, he made a couple of small mistakes. I'm sure no one noticed. I'm sure no one noticed the fact that he tried to take credit for the downstate school funding gains, which is a bill he actually vetoed.
He vetoed it, and then they had to override the veto with voters in the state Senate from his own party, whose campaigns he had funded.
Right, who wept openly
that they had to go against Governor Rauner, who had funded their campaign.
They would like to fund schools. You know what every one of those people have in common? They're all Mike Madigan cronies, Blue Gal.
No,
all of them. Cronies.
Didn't he pretend to be a communist and try to donate money to J.B. Pritzker?
I have a jar of pennies.
And he was wearing a bad fake Lincoln beard. Like, no, we know it's you. We know it's you. You've got that Carhartt fake Western vest thing you got.
That he wears all the time. Carhartt.
Yeah, I'm a cowboy. No, you're not. You're a billionaire. And 2 minutes after you've lost, you're going to be in fucking Italy.
He already told people that if he loses, he's going to go to Italy.
Yeah, I'm a cowboy.
That's being loyal to your state.
Yeah, not projecting too much there, no. But you know, I'm out of here. The soil and water conservation programs that he proposed be eliminated on three different occasions. He also tried to take credit for those. He also decided that it would be a really good thing to say that Champaign-Urbana, you know, where University of Illinois is and a bunch of important Illinois companies, to mention that there's not much of a workforce there. And it's really hard to keep a company of more than six people in that region.
Yeah, he said that before. So, you know, a bunch of, that was during the campaign. Yeah. That Champaign-Urbana is not a hub of economic activity.
It's like a shithole, really. It's like a shithole
country.
I'm president of a shithole state.
Where the University of Illinois is, the main branch of the University of Illinois is.
I do want to mention one thing about Glenn Beck, if we have time.
Real quick, all right. Yeah.
I have a post about Glenn Beck. You should read it.
It's good. It's good. I read it. And it goes through the whole history of Glenn Beck. And it's really important to remember that the whole Tea Party thing was basically a Glenn Beck fan convention.
Yes.
That was the mainstream Beltway media decided to pretend was an actual political movement of brand new voters.
It never was. And the Glenn Beck was
paid $1 million to promote that.
Yeah. And Fox was in on it. Yep. He was Fox News number one lunatic, you know, whipping guy for years. But Glenn Beck, after he backed Ted Cruz and after that shit all fell apart, Glenn Beck was a never Trumper. Glenn Beck, and I showed the path that never Trumpers take. And he's like, this is what an early adopter looks like. First, you get invited on the Charlie Rose Show. Then you get Anna Marie Cox to interview you in a nice, friendly way for the New York Times, which is exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone else, now that you've been on Charlie Rose and you've been in the New York Times, everyone goes, my God, has Glenn Beck reformed? Has he changed? Perhaps he has turned over a new leaf. And then you go on public radio and you're in The Atlantic and you're in The Washington Post. And then when that doesn't work, you suddenly rediscover your inner Trump and say, I'm going to wear a MAGA hat and I'm voting for Donald Trump in 2020.
He really thought that he would get back by being a never Trumper. He would get back to what he was as Glenn Beck at Fox.
Sure.
And it turned out, no, we're happy with you right there at your little podcast over there.
Oh.
And I've got to find another way to get back to the $1 million club. Yeah.
Last but not least, Better Call Saul is a genius show and you should all watch it.
Yeah, we enjoy. If you get a chance to stream it, it really is. This last episode, we were just in awe of the
so good.
Season finale was just amazing. We are thinking about the victims of the hurricane, and we want to wish them the very best.
We do. We have people in Florida. It shouldn't matter if you have people there or not, but we do, and our people are fine. But it's terrible.
Each week we post to our Facebook page and website an internet kitty sent in by you, the listeners. This week's internet kitty is Tigger. Tigger is a tiger-striped goofball, and you should go visit Tigger at our Facebook page and website. You can send your internet kitty to us at our email address, proleftpodcast@gmail.com, where you can also write to both of us. Feel free to write us. We love hearing from you. Be aware that if you write us at any of our addresses, we reserve the right to read your email or U.S. Postal Service. Go Postal Unions! Letter on the air unless you say otherwise. Don't forget our gourmet coffee guideline. If you can afford to buy an espresso-based beverage for yourself, buy one for us. This is not charity. This is our job. Approximately 1% of our listeners support this podcast with a contribution, and you can too. See our website, proleftpod.com, for details. We have PayPal, postal address information, and GoFundMe, and all kinds of opportunities for you to support the show, including swag.
Yes, we do.
At proleftpod.com. Mm-hmm. Please share our show on Facebook or Twitter, and thank you for doing that. Hey, Driftglass. How are the internet kitties doing this week?
Oh, Blue Gal, the internet kitties would like to know, where is Kanye's motherfucking flag pin?
Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Professional Left Podcast is recorded under a Creative Commons license. Copyright 2018, DGBG Productions Incorporated.